Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing, commenting, and all that good stuff. I really appreciate your support. And in this one, I wanted to speak to you about boundaries and how or why I believe boundaries are so difficult in general for people to set. I think in general people, or humanity in general, doesn't have a good idea of how to set boundaries, because we don't have proper boundaries set with our parents, and our parents don't teach us how to set proper boundaries, and so our teachers don't teach us how to do that either, and then this cycle perpetuates so that when we end up with children, we don't teach our children how to set proper boundaries, and then, you know, it goes on and on and on. When we are in a relationship, we don't know how to set proper boundaries because we weren't taught by our parents how to do it, and you know what I mean. So, of course, if you have had a parent who knew how to set proper boundaries and who were able to model that for you, you would know how to do that for yourself, and then you'd be able to do it for in your relationships or for other people or in your job or whatever it might be, right? Unfortunately, most of us are in the opposite situation where our parents were not only terrible at setting boundaries, but actually didn't permit it. You know, they wanted us not to have boundaries against them at all because they wanted us to either merge with them, or they were afraid of letting us go, or they were a little bit too clingy or possessive, or they just were overprotective as parents. And that's definitely has been, you know, in the experience of a lot of people out there. And so in that case as well, we don't have any idea how to set boundaries because we just don't know what boundaries even mean. And whatever situation you're in, you're probably noticing, if you're an adult right now or over the age of 21 or even 15, you probably are encountering situations where you should be setting boundaries, and you'll know that you should be setting a particular boundary in a situation by how you feel irked by the situation, or it kind of brings up feelings of anger or resentment or frustration inside of you because that person is crossing over a boundary, and that's causing you to feel like your privacy is being violated, right? And so there's many ways to know how your boundary is being stepped over. You know, different people feel it differently. I always feel it like a rush of anger in my heart, and I start feeling really hot, and I start feeling really angry, basically, because I feel like the person doesn't understand where I stand, and or doesn't want to even understand where I stand and how to get along with me better. And so, of course, every person's going to have a different way of feeling that boundary step over. But what happens in a lot of cases, unfortunately, it happens with me all the time, is that, you know, I'll notice that my boundary is being stepped over. But because I'm not used to it, and I'm not used to realizing that it's my boundary being stepped over, not something else, I won't at first know that it's a boundary situation, right? So I won't at first, I'll blame myself. I'll be like, oh well, it must be my fault, that's the reason they did what they did. Or I'll blame them. They'll be like, well, they probably don't know because they don't know any better, or you know, they're a terrible person or whatever it might be. And I'll either door slam them, or I'll run away, or I'll hide from the person, I'll isolate myself, I'll get angry and walk away, or do all these things. Mostly I'll get angry with myself, right? Because I don't understand. I'm not really clear yet. I'm building the clarity, but I'm not clear yet what a boundary, you know, what it means to me when a boundary is being stepped over, and what is it exactly that causes me to feel that way. Because that's another thing, you know, your boundary rules, the boundaries that you've set up for yourself, are completely different from my boundary rules, right? So for some reason, I get really, really irked when someone speaks on their telephone or in their cell phone in front of me when I'm on a date, but another person might be completely fine with that, right? So different people have different boundaries and different levels of where the boundary lays, right? So that's also something that causes things to be different, because, you know, some person might look at you and say, and be perturbed or surprised or angry that your boundary is being stepped over, where they're like, well, this is just normal, why are you getting upset about it, right? Whereas for you, it's a huge deal. So that also, again, is a problem, because that's one reason, another reason why boundaries are such a hard thing to do. Because then you have to explain yourself, and you have to be like, well, this is why I don't like it, because blah, 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 blah. Again, you shouldn't have to explain yourself, because people should just be like, all right, this is your boundary, I understand, I'm not gonna step over it. But that's not how the real world works, right? So there's many reasons why, you know, people will step over your boundary. They perhaps don't understand it. They probably don't do it intentionally. Perhaps sometimes they do it intentionally because they want to irk you. There's many reasons they might do it. Your problem is not why they do it or how they do it. It's that they are doing it, and how are you going to deal with it? The reason I'm doing this video is because I noticed that even though I've been working with boundaries and boundary setting for so long now, I would say 5 years at least, I'm still so bad at it. Because what happens to me as an INFJ, and I think that's the whole issue behind this, is that as an INFJ, I've been taught all my life to create harmony in my relationships. Not only by myself, but other people around me have taught me that as well. So I have this thing inside of me that wants harmony in relationships. And I've kind of made this assumption, and a lot of INFJs make this assumption, that you're only going to get harmony by pushing down your desires, pushing down any of the needs that you might have, not listening to any of your intuitions or intuitive feelings, listening to everyone else's needs and desires, fulfilling them first over your own needs. And that's how you create harmony in a relationship. So that's how INFJs do it. You know, we will not take care of ourselves. We won't take care of our boundary issues. We won't take care of our boundary settings. We won't take care of any of our needs, desires, dreams, any of that. You know, everyone else's needs and desires come over ours. Of course, you can't live like that sustainably for a long period of time. That's why what usually happens is that we end up door slamming or getting angry or pissing off or people or running away or all of those things that you've probably done in the past that I have definitely done, right? So as I'm noticing now that I'm trying to set boundaries and I'm not good at it, but I'm noticing that I also don't know what a lot of my boundaries are because I'm learning about them, and new boundary situations keep on coming up all the time. So you know, I have learned that one of my boundaries or one of my major pet peeves is I don't like when people are on their phones in the grocery lineup. It really makes me angry. Now, it's a very small boundary. It doesn't really matter because it's not something someone's doing to me. But I do get angry on behalf of the person, the cashier, who has to deal with this person when they're on their phone blabbing away and not paying attention to what's going on, right? That's a very small thing. But I know that that's a big thing about me, and I know that if someone did that in front of me, I'd be really angry about it. I wouldn't do anything about it, but I'd be angry about it. But other things are coming up for me that I don't like when people put me down, when they are derogatory towards me. Whereas this was something that I would completely laugh off or not even think twice about when I was younger, because people did that to me all the time and I assumed it was just the way of the world. But now I'm noticing that, no, it's not the way of the world. And if it is, it shouldn't be. I don't like being put down. I don't like it when people insult me. I don't like it when people are even doing it in a funny fashion. So they're making a joke out of it, but they're putting me down. I don't like it at all. And so, you know, I'm talking about this with people who are around me who are doing it, and I'm saying, okay, I don't like this. Please don't do that again. So I'm setting up a boundary. The funny thing is that, you know, because I'm so not used to setting boundaries and it's such a new thing for me, even though I've been doing it for 5 years, it's still very new compared to how long I've been alive. You know, it's not even part of my life. It's a very small part of my life now. So as I've been alive for 40 years, it's like 1/5 of my life.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
1/8 of my life. So it's a tiny part, right? And so for 35 years, I did not set any boundaries. I let people trample all over my feelings, my desires, my hopes, and I just, you know, just did not do anything about it. And so I don't know how to deal with that. I'm still learning. And so when these feelings of the feeling that, oh, I think someone's stepping over my boundary comes up, first of all, as I said, I don't realize that it is someone doing that to me. But as soon as I do realize, and then every person is going to have their own feelings regarding this, so you might notice it as, you know, a bubbling up of anger inside of your stomach, or you might think of it as your forehead might get really hot, or you might start feeling like you want to run away, or you might start feeling like you want to punch the person in the face. You know, there might be lots of different things that different people will feel when their boundaries are being stepped over. And so you have to figure that out for yourself. You know, the next time this happens, pay attention. Pay attention to your body, pay attention to your feelings, your emotions, your face, your jaw. Is it clenching up? Are your fists clenching up? You know, how does your heart feel? How does your belly feel? Feel all that, and then you realize that this is your boundary stepping over reaction, right? If someone's stepping over your boundary, this is your reaction. So you have to pay attention to it next time around as well. Once you know that this is happening, so once you're in the mode and you realize, okay, this is my boundary being stepped over, the next thing you're probably going to do is what your typical reaction is to boundaries being stepped over. And for me, my typical reaction is to ignore it at first. And that used to be my typical reaction. Now I'm trying not to be that way. But even so, because I'm not used to this whole thing about, you know, making sure that I lay down my boundaries very clearly, sometimes if it does happen, I'm still capable of ignoring it. You know, I'm still like, all right, well, you know, maybe they didn't know, maybe I'm just being too touchy, maybe I'm being too sensitive, all that stuff, right? Eventually though, if it keeps on happening, I'll be like, well, no, I can't stand this anymore, I can't do it, I need to say something about this. And I will, right? So I will say something about it, and I'll try to be as nice about it as possible, because I know that I don't want to berate the other person, I don't want to put them down, I don't want to be yelling at them or mad at them. It's not their fault. They probably don't even understand why this is a boundary for me, but it is, right? And I might not understand someone else's boundaries. So, you know, I will lay it down as nicely as possible and say, please don't do this anymore, I don't like it, and that's it, right? Well, that's not really it, because what happens after is that I'll go back to my room, or I'll be by myself, and I will be in a shame storm. And it happens to me every single time, and I'm really trying to work on it. That's why I wanted to do this video, which is already getting so long, oh my gosh. almost done. So I'll get into a shame storm where I'm thinking to myself, why did I do that? Why can't I just be less sensitive? You know, what's wrong with me? Why do I always have to be so touchy about everything? Why can't I let things go, right? And so I'll get into this mode of really hating myself because I'm like, why can't I just let things go? Why do I have to say things out loud? But because I know I go through this and I've gone through these iterations many times, I know that this shame storm won't last long because instantaneously I'll tell myself, I had to do it. I couldn't bear them stepping over my boundary over and over again. I would not want our relationship to fail because either I let them over my boundary over and over again. They step over my boundaries over and over again. And I let them do it. And then the relationship fails because I run away or door slam. Or I speak up, say something, and then the person understands it. And then they do what I ask them to do, which means that our relationship still stays stable, and you know, it keeps on going, thankfully. Or they don't like that I've said something, resent me for it, and get angry with me and put me down for it, which means that obviously they're not the kind of person I want in my life, right? So it's a really good way of actually culling out people that you don't want from your life, in your life, because then you can tell them, you know, I don't like when you do this. And if they don't like you telling them that, then obviously they're not the right person to have around, right? I mean, if someone can't take feedback in even such a nice way, then what is the whole point, right? So I wanted to share this whole loop of not realizing what a boundary is and then realizing it and then telling the person to stop and then going into a shame storm and then coming out of it. I wanted to share this whole thing with you because I think this is what happens to a person when they're learning about boundary setting. And this is like the beginning stages of things because I think I'll be in this stage for a long time to come because I'm really terrible at setting boundaries because obviously I want harmony, I want people to like me, I want people to be happy. And I think in my head for some reason that if I set a boundary, then people are going to hate me. And I'm fine with people hating me, but I don't like people upsetting people or hurting them because I've said something. And so there's a lot of different issues here. I know as an INFJ, you're probably thinking, yeah, I get it. You know, I don't like setting boundaries either. Many people don't like setting boundaries because we're not, as I said, taught to do it. But I wanted to share this whole, you know, scenario with you because you're probably going through that as well if you're learning how to set boundaries recently, if you just are learning it. And hopefully I'll be able to share a video in a year or so or 2 years saying, hey, you know, I'm much better at setting boundaries. But for now, obviously, I'm terrible at it. Anyways, I hope this helps you. Of course, please message me or comment or let me know if you have any questions about boundary setting because I am learning a lot about it right now. I'm reading a lot about it and I really love it. I love all of the books that Brené Brown's written on it. But also I've just been doing a lot of research by, you know, testing it on myself, experimenting. So if you have any questions, let me know and I will definitely do a video about it. Again, thank you so much for listening, even though this is such a long video, and I shall see you the next time around. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.